Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I made some guy. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Moscovitti's up back on the show. Chris is otherwise known as the husband of Anna Murray, which is his real claim to fame. Another one of our Brain Trust members. She's the president of TMG Media, a technology consultant to the world. And the world is happy about that. He knows more about computers and how to keep them safe than anybody in the world, other than Anna, of course. And the author of Cybersecurity Program Development for Business. He's our good friend Chris. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So, regardless of all the political nonsense that's happened over the last few years, with all the noise from the political sides on election meddling, we know for a fact that the bad actors, Iran, North Korea, China, Russia, we know they are trying to disrupt America, if not the elections. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. They're trying to meddle with our elections, and each one of these countries have their own agendas, but certainly they are pushing massive disinformation campaigns and massive hacking campaigns against our political process. No question about it. We have incontrovertible evidence both that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea have been engaged in hacking against our institutions and our democracy.
Well, and the interesting thing, if there is such an angle to this, is in many cases, it's not that they are picking winners and losers. It's not that they like the Democrats more than Republicans or vice versa. They're liable to do something against both of them just to disrupt us, just to get us fighting each other, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, their agenda is to serve their own interests, and their interests don't always align. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Russia certainly has its own interests in its own pocket, but more than anything else, there is actual by Putin, there's actual disdain and hate against Western democracies and the United States in particular for the long history of what he perceives being the insults against the old Soviet Union.
He's still mad about the
product of.
He's still mad at us for destroying, basically collapsing the Soviet Union, which actually they collapsed.
I think
it collapsed on itself.
Yes, he is mad. He is mad that the Soviet Union collapsed, but he's also mad that they feel insulted, put down, second-degree citizens of the world. Mm-hmm. You know, this great empire is not up to par.
Well,
and he's trying to demonstrate to the world that democracy is not what it's cracked up to be. And see, you know, I can meddle with the elections of every Western democracy, and I can get a buffoon like Trump elected by just moving around some pawns.
And he being Putin, ladies and gentlemen, who is a
That's right.
Former KGB leader. What do we do? This is something that I've been calling World War III for 3 or 4 years now, Chris. This is World War III. We're being attacked. Our beaches are being stormed right now. Our cyber beaches are being stormed right now, and we are at war. And I don't think I don't think we get it yet. I don't think America still doesn't get it.
That's right. I think that you're exactly right. We are at war. We are most certainly in a very serious cyber war. And a lot of people don't get it, and certainly a lot of people in government don't get it. A lot of people in government couldn't tell a computer if it jumped up and bit them in the ass.
Yeah, we heard that yesterday in some of the commentary.
Exactly.
We're going to talk about
there's real problems at that. Yeah.
So what do we do? What can regular folks do about this? Become smarter consumers of information?
That's right. You start at the local level, and first of all, you get yourself informed. You understand what the hell is going on. You get your news from reliable sources. You apply critical thinking to everything that you read, and then you get involved at the local level, and then you start scaling up local, city, state, and then federal government. You mm-hmm. must insist that your representatives, irrespective of party, are very, very knowledgeable when it comes to computers and cybersecurity and information technology, and mm-hmm. that demonstrate clear actions to protect our institutions. The most important thing that we have is freedom of our press and our democracy. If we fail in protecting that, we lose.
Both of those are under assault right now, though. Chris, that's absolutely one of the things. And see, this is the part that makes me mad. We're being attacked by external forces. Meantime, right. we're attacking each other internally. This has got to stop, Chris. We've got to stop fighting ourselves, folks. We would not have won World War II if we had fought ourselves over this. I got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Chris Moscovici. We got so much more to talk about. We're going to talk about other cyber issues. We're going to talk about the tech giants testifying before Congress and other things after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.